Okay, Friday morning after. I'm Joe Broadhurst. And we are now going to go to an interview that I did with Liz McIntyre. And she is from SpyChips.com. And they have a new book called Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID. She's the communications director for Caspian, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. It's very interesting, RFID. It's something that you should know about, and I hope you enjoy this interview. You're listening to CKUT Radio in Montreal, Quebec. I'm Joe Broadhurst, and I'm pleased to be joined on the phone with Liz McIntyre. She is the communications director for Caspian, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Can you do me a favor and explain to my listeners just what are spy chips?
Well, sure. And, of course, we've written a whole book about it called Spy Chips. We're talking about radio frequency identification, or RFID, and it consists of tiny microchips. Some of these are smaller than a grain of sand, and these chips are hooked up to miniature antennas. And the combination of this chip and antenna is called an RFID tag. And each of these tags is a unique identification number, and like a social security number for things, and these RFID tags can be tracked from a distance by radio waves. In a nutshell, that's what RFID is, and of course we've nicknamed those devices spy chips because of their surveillance potential.
And where exactly are they being utilized? Now, we know that on our borders, the U.S. government is tracking people who enter the country using RFID tags. How are they actually employing that? Are they giving people a card that has an RFID chip in it? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I believe there are some tests running at the Canadian border, in addition to some of our borders with Mexico, border locations. And yes, they are. My understanding is they're issuing plastic cards with RFID tags in those. They're also somehow affixing tags to visitor documents. I haven't seen those myself, but that's my understanding. And of course, each of these tags would have the unique identification number, and it could be read from a distance. And right now, it may seem pretty innocuous. It's supposedly going to speed you your journey through the border, but of course these tags can be tracked far from the border. They can be tracked just about anywhere you can imagine putting a reader device. And because these things communicate by radio waves, you know, which travel out in space through solid objects, and likewise these RFID tag waves that are used, they can travel through things we normally consider private, like our purses, our backpacks, our wallets. So conceivably, one day, you could be walking down the street with one of these cards tucked in your pocket, thinking it's just for border security. You could be walking in a mall, for heaven's sake, you'd be walking in a library or a sports arena. There could be a reader device in range and pick up that unique identification number, which, of course, would link to you and your information.
And that would actually link directly to, say, your credit card information. Is that correct?
Potentially. It just depends on what they want to do. Of course, like a social security number, I guess in Canada, you probably have an ID number too, correct?
That's correct.
So similarly, you have an ID number, and that number is not something you'd put on your T-shirt and walk down the street with, right?
Absolutely not.
Because you know that could link to unlimited information about you, and that information could be used in ways that could hurt you financially, perhaps, if someone takes that number and pretends to be you or accesses information they really have no business accessing.
And we know that identity theft is already, without RFID chips, is a multi-million dollar business, not only in North America, but all over the world. Do people have the ability already to manipulate RFID?
Well, it's really not out there yet. In large quantity. Our concern is more about what's going to be happening in the future because the infrastructure is being put into place now. Already we're seeing some products in Walmart stores. I know you have Walmarts up there. Certain Hewlett-Packard printer scanners have these RFID tags affixed to the boxes. We're seeing some tags on Sanyo TV set boxes and some other larger items you might find there. And you may have heard that Levi Strauss is tagging certain clothing items in two stores in Mexico, and there's a trial somewhere here in the United States, and they will not reveal the location. But, you know, and we think that right now, while some of these tests going on are with, say, hang tags or tags on the exterior of boxes. What we have illustrated in spy chips and through our research, we know that there are plans to embed these things deep within products, to have readers ubiquitous in the environment, and perhaps even track people in public places through these things.
So from the store's point of view, are they saying that they will be able to know, how are they going to use this information? Or if somebody walks into their store with one of their items, they can automatically on a computer see the last time they came in and perhaps know what they perhaps like? Or, I mean, how are stores trying to convince people that this is a good thing?
Well, of course, what they're doing is they're trying to find any excuse because they really want this technology. If you read our book, Spy Chips, you'll find that we found confidential documents talking about exactly how they would get consumers to accept this technology, because there really are very few consumer benefits. I mean, they knew this from the start. So they're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and they're saying things like, oh, you know, we'll speed you through the line in the grocery store. Well, I'd save you a couple of seconds, right? There aren't significant benefits. That's really the one they're trying to use. I just don't think people are really going to buy it if they realize what the truth is about these tags and how invasive they can be.
Has anybody done any research to find out whether people are at all accepting of this? Because in the past 5 years, through the Patriot Act, we've seen many, many rights being slowly taken away from citizens of the United States, as well as here in Canada. Those are coming over our border. Do you see that if they put this information out, that might tip people to say, hey, this has gone too far?
Absolutely. In fact, I was in Canada, maybe 5 or 6 months ago, and I know that people in Canada are very upset about the United States policies, particularly with regard to border crossing issues and tagging and tracking, because they feel like it's being forced on them by the United States, that they really aren't having a choice in the matter. And I think they see clearly what the implications of it are, more so perhaps than even people here in our own country, believe it or not, from my experiences. But we hope that once this information gets out and people read the book Spy Chips and they see that we're talking big companies, I mean global corporations that have a presence everywhere, here in the United States, in Canada, in Europe, in South America, you know, that they will... They will vote no to this technology by withholding their shopping dollars from companies like Walmart, from Procter & Gamble, and of course, talk to their representatives about how much they hate this. The United States government, of course, is already, as you mentioned, putting these devices in documents for immigrants and, of course, or just for visitors, and they're also putting them in our passports here in the United States.
And we see the large stores like Walmart. Up in Canada, we have Canadian Tire. And they are very explicit about their privacy policy as far as information goes. On their websites, they state very publicly that they do not use information on their customers, that they would never pass on this information. But in a way, don't you feel that maybe they have a responsibility for the products they're selling? Those companies are going to take this information? If Walmart is selling a product that has an RFID tag on it, then that information from that consumer somehow has to go from Walmart to the company, right?
Not necessarily. It depends on how they create that. Of course, they have a whole system set up. We're talking about all the RFID industry, called the Internet of Things, or the EPC network. And this is a network on top of the Internet. It works similarly to the Internet, except these are products talking through their RFID tags. You know, they're talking to each other, and they're talking to retailers and manufacturers. And a lot depends on how that's set up. The goal is interoperability and sharing of data. And, of course, whether or not they decide to share it with their competitors or just certain people, you know, it's in a database somewhere. As we know, database information is far from secure. We've seen breaches over and over again. And then, as you mentioned, with the Patriot Act and other types of legislation and covert activities on the parts of governments that are trying to convince us that, you know, terror is the real enemy. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with that data in the future?
We've also seen in the past 1 year at least, I know that certain alternative websites have been monitoring data theft, and some of these large corporations that control this data, like ChoicePoint, are they playing a part in this at all? Those large data corporations that literally hold trillions of files on people, and they sell them to government agencies and to other corporations, are they taking part in this at all?
Well, you know, I bet they'd be very interested. I don't have any information specific to ChoicePoint, but can't you just see them licking their chops? I mean, wow. You know, they already have all this data. They're making all this money trafficking this data. Can you imagine the boon to their business if they could supplement those documents with detailed information about sightings of consumers and associations of consumers by virtue of their RFID tags? That would be something they'd probably be very interested in.
And
wouldn't
you
think?
I would. And something that happened just recently that was announced was that the CIA was going to buy into a data software company holds health records on Canadians and United States citizens. And so we see this. It's almost an open. They're not trying to hide it as much anymore. They're just really going out and searching this information out. Why would the CIA need health records on Canadians and United States citizens? It seems very strange that there's this big push for this to control data right now.
There is a huge push on all fronts, especially in the medical arena, which is really interesting. I don't know about there in Canada, but here in the United States, there are all kinds of laws that have been instituted supposedly to protect consumers. But you have to basically sign away your life, and they tell you all these people this data could go to if you go into a doctor's office and they have records on you. And, of course, our former Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, you know, when he left his post in the Bush administration at the end of 2004, you know, where did he go? He went to the Verichip Corporation Board of Directors, and they're the makers of the glass-encapsulated RFID tags for human flesh. Shortly after joining the board in the spring of 2005, he went on national television here encouraging all Americans to get chipped to link to their medical records. And there's been a huge push for these electronic medical records and this database. I imagine that they're looking at that for many reasons and wanting to control that information for many reasons. One can only speculate, but obviously there's thought that perhaps down the road they're going to need to manage large populations and take control of something that may happen in the environment. What's your thought on that, Joe?
Well, I mean, it seems that, like you just said, control. I think that is the main part of it. If we discuss anything, it's about control. And I wonder what your thoughts are on about the immigration legislation that has been taking so long to get through down in the United States regarding the Mexican border. There's been lots of disputes about how they're going to control these people, whether it's amnesty or if they give people amnesty, then they will. Are they suggesting perhaps chipping those immigrants?
Absolutely. I won't say that the United States is talking about that at the government level. However, The head of Applied Digital Solutions, who of course Applied Digital Solutions owns this Verichip Corporation with these glass encapsulated RFID tags, Scott Silverman is his name, went on national television once again and said, you know, we have a solution to this immigration problem, and it's right here. It's our Verichip product. Imagine that. They're talking about injecting immigrants and visitors with these glass-encapsulated RFID tags in order to verify who they are, and potentially, I guess they could track their movements. And unbelievably, they got a buy-in, supposedly, or there was a reported buy-in by the president of Colombia, President Uribe, and he supposedly said that he would consider chipping those people in his country before they went to the United States to work.
Incredible.
So it's a pretty frightening development. I mean, it seems like it's a dystopian nightmare from some crazy novel, but when you have, you know, the former Secretary of Health and Human Services talking about chipping people, and you've got the president of a country talking about chipping people, and of course we've had other statements by high-level officials referencing the chipping of people, we have to wonder.
I wanted to talk about specific things that have already happened, so that if people are thinking that we're talking about perhaps not a real thing, but maybe something that's off in the future or something that's being considered, because on your website, at least, and in an interview that you did with Democracy Now, I know that you discussed the store Tesco in the UK.
Right.
And they actually had a test in their store where there was an RFID shelf, and then as soon as an item was picked up, can you explain it? You could explain it better than I can.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty disturbing development over there. It was actually back in 2003, and it was a shelf rigged with RFID readers, and the Gillette Mach 3 razor blade packages were tagged with these RFID tags. And so when a consumer would go up to the shelf and pull off one of these tagged packages, the shelf would know it. And it would send a message to a camera to take a mugshot of the consumer picking up the package. And this was all done without the consumer's knowledge or consent. Then at checkout, another mugshot was taken of someone buying these Mach 3 razor blades. At the end of the day, the mugshots at the shelf were matched up against mugshots at checkout. If they weren't matching photos, the person was assumed to be a shoplifter. You know, never mind that the blades were too expensive and they put them in the magazine rack, or, you know, I guess the mother-in-law paid for them. So, you know, we helped expose that with the London Guardian. And as soon as that was publicized, that shelf disappeared pretty quickly. It was quite an embarrassment to both Gillette and to Tesco.
And I think it really says something as to how they're going to use this information, because they automatically assumed that somebody was... on the wrong side of something. They automatically assume that person was stealing. And so if law enforcement has access to this kind of technology, and somebody who isn't perhaps familiar with the way that it works, or not completely familiar with the way that it works, we all know that things happen, and there's a very large potential here for people to suffer human rights because of this technology.
Well, sure. And who has a right to do any of those things, take your close-up mugshot without your permission and follow you around a store? I mean, in our book, we lay out some unbelievable plans, by the way, which are sworn public documents. I mean, there is no company has come forward to refute it, because they can. It's absolutely true what their plans are on the books. I mean, just unbelievable civil rights and privacy abuses proposed. And, you know, I think they've kind of backed off for a while and gone underground in some ways, like this Levi Strauss test I referenced, where they're putting these hang tags on jeans. They won't disclose the location that they're doing this at in the United States. They refuse. You know, so they realize there's going to be a consumer backlash if they don't, you know, if they tell people. And... yeah, so I think, you know, things could be going on there in Canada that we don't even know about. I mean, there could be hundreds of tests. There could be full-blown implementations. This technology is so stealthy. These tags can be so small and thin. They can be hidden between the layers of cardboard. We've seen them slipped under the insole of shoes. They can be molded into rubber and plastic. And the reader devices to read these tags, as you know, most of these are passive tags. They don't have energy. They don't really beam anything out on their own. They have to be in range of a reader device. And these reader devices work by radio waves also, so they can be hidden in doors, under floor tiles, under ceiling tiles. They can be outdoors in park benches. They can be embedded in shelves. So.
And they can be as small as a grain of sand. Is that correct?
The chips themselves can be so small. Yes. Actually, the smallest one is about the size of a period at the end of a sentence. The combination of the chip and antenna. Many of them are larger. Some of them, like in Walmart, on the Walmart boxes are 3 by 3 inches, and they're hidden behind labels. But you still can't tell. I mean, you wouldn't know unless you knew what to look for, that tag was actually there.
And I think on your website, you did take some pictures at a Walmart regarding some Sanyo televisions, and the employees at Walmart were unaware of the tags also. So
they didn't know what they were. Yes, and you can see those at our website at www.spychips.com. Yes, you can see we have lots of photos of this technology and also information about our book. So if people are interested, they can see that there. And also sign up. We have a newsletter, and people can join our organization and help stop this invasive technology from entering the products that we buy, wear, and carry.
Absolutely. I think it's something that everybody should take a look at. Are you, when somebody goes to your website, are they going to see information on how they can act, who they can contact, and as far as, are you suggesting that people go to their congressman, or are you suggesting people actually just go directly to the stores after they visited SpyChips.com, obviously? But
well, actually, in our book, we have a whole chapter devoted to solutions, because what's the point of complaining and getting upset if there's really no solution to the problem? The thing is, really, we have huge power as consumers, the power of our pocketbooks. Companies exist because of our dollars. If we withhold our dollars from companies that are not honoring our privacy, they will be forced to make changes. And so one thing is to learn about the technology, know who's deploying that technology, and then we have steps like maybe just decide not to buy one of your favorite products from, say, Procter & Gamble. Just say, I'm not buying Tide laundry detergent anymore. I'm going to find another brand. Or maybe just completely not buy anything from those companies. That's just one simple step. But there are many others in our book, and we'd love to have people join us to help us spread the word, because spreading the word is really key here, because if people don't know, they won't know to protect themselves.
Before we go, I just wanted to ask you, because one of the main players in this, obviously, is a company called VeriChip. Can you just explain to me what their part is, how they operate in this scenario, and anything perhaps we should know about them?
Yes, the VeriChip Corporation, it's a company based in Florida, and they make glass-encapsulated RFID tags for human flesh. They're usually injected into the upper arm area. Now, these can be used as payment devices when linked to credit cards. They've been sold as security devices to open secure doors or access computer systems. And, of course, they can be used to keep track of medical records and convey information about people in a medical emergency, although not very well, as we point out on our website. And this company, I mean, they've been circling like vultures trying to get into our flesh any way they can. And one very disturbing development is that the VeriChip Corporation has revealed they're in talks with the Pentagon about replacing military dog tags with these VeriChips. So they're talking about injecting our military forces with these RFID tags, these remotely readable RFID tags. We think that not only is that invasive, it's a very bad idea from a security standpoint, because these tags have been cloned, as was recently demonstrated. And we think it'll be just another avenue for criminal enterprise and open us up to all kinds of new security threats that I'm sure people have not even considered yet.
Okay. Well, I thank you for joining me, and I wish you luck in the future, and I hope that some of our listeners, or all of our listeners, will go to your website and learn more about this, because this is something that affects everybody and will affect everybody in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.